Hello and welcome to Guided Truths 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today, I think we've made 119, so not far away from 120. But yes, news today. After the last podcast, I mentioned that, you know, soon New Zealand will be able to travel to Brisbane very shortly. And to the islands next year, in March, is what the latest updates were. However, today we have just found out that Sydney has just had a big cluster of coronavirus. Another 28 cases have come up. So this is not a good sign for Sydney. You know, I was talking with an entrepreneurial group today. We had Mega Success. I don't know if you've heard of Mega Success, but you can go to megasuccess.com. But yeah, we were discussing the speaker arena and how that's looking for 2021. And you know, with New Zealand and Australia, there's been some real positive news. We have events slowly starting again. There was a couple this month. And I think there's one coming up that I know I'm going to in February, March next year. However, you know, this, you know, with all these new outbreaks still happening, especially in Australia, you know, we could be just like everybody else, you know. Germany is now on lockdown, and other places in Europe. So, you know, it's looking a little bit grim. So, you know, really we just need to start being a little bit more proactive. And I use the word compassion because really that's what it comes down to. Whether you believe in vaccines or not believe in vaccines, okay? Whether you know it's good or not good. Whether you want to wear a mask or you don't want to wear a mask. Really, at the end of the day, we need to start thinking about the greater picture here. It's not really just about a case-by-case issue anymore, you know? I mean, I don't particularly like wearing a mask either. I don't particularly think it's even necessary. But when I came out of lockdown and I was being in the health profession, and I was at college and we're having to teach students, you know, I couldn't enforce people to wear a mask. But by being that leader and wearing one and helping them to just understand the ramifications of potentially what is going on, you know, really that's what it's about. It's about awareness and just making sure and helping people to understand that you are responsible not only for yourself, but for every other human being you come into contact with. You know, it's kind of important. You know, we all have a responsibility to look after each other. And I'm not here to judge anybody. You know, I'm really not. I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's I'm not going to get upset if someone's not wearing a mask, and I am. It comes down to personal preference. I don't know about this whole mandatory business, whether it's a good thing or whether it's not a good thing. You know, I haven't seen the studies. I haven't seen the reports. So, you know, I'm in no position to be voicing my opinion. However, I think it's just a moral thing for me that to help put people's mind at ease, if that is going to calm a room of 100 people or 50 people, and you can tell, I can easily pick up on tension and energy within a room. And, you know, if something's going to help calm a room, then you just do it. I mean, it's the most logical solution. So, yeah, I mean, I am a bit worried about these new cases in Sydney. We will see how that goes and what the outcome is. We probably will know more tomorrow. This is all pretty new. It's only been in the last sort of 8 to 12 hours. So, yeah. Just be careful out there, everyone. I know Christmas is coming. It's going to be a very interesting Christmas this year for a lot of people. So just think about those that, have lost people during COVID. I'm very fortunate in my circle that nobody has, or even extended circles. I don't know anyone that's lost anyone to COVID. My flatmate, however, her parents were based, well, she's not my flatmate now, but her family and parents were COVID positive. So for a very short period there, she was up every night, and the family were very distraught. So I mean, they've come out of it. They've been cleared, luckily, and they're okay now. But this Christmas, just think about that. I mean, I know most people are pretty good at thinking of others. Christmas isn't always a joyous occasion for a lot of people. They've lost loved ones, or and then this year, particularly with COVID, will be just another thing added to the to that time. So just think of others, and be a little bit more thoughtful of people that are around you every day, and who you come into contact with. And the more we can be more understanding and more compassionate towards others as well, it's definitely going to help shift the energy, and create that positive energy that we actually need right now. So signing out, talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.